What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back. It's Mark Moore from Peace of Mind. And I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
Catherine, right? Formal name, Catherine. Okay, so last week's show, we had talked about how to insure a classic or an exotic vehicle. So we talked about Ferraris. We talked about Corvettes. We talked about Camaros. We talked about show cars. And so that's been a fun topic, I think, because we talked about what you do if you have to race your car, or if you, you know, go out there on the road and race against somebody. Or if you go down to race days at Atlanta Motor Speedway or somewhere like that, how do you handle that? So that was last week's show. Today we're going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, farming. So it's funny that most people in this country are probably either three or four generations off of a farm. So back in the 1800s, that was, you know, people rode a horse. They didn't have a, they did not have a automobile. So my roots run very deep into farming. And actually, Kathy, even though she's from Florida, she has got extensive experience doing farming too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you've been chased by hogs before, correct?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. So, in fact, top this, guys, my wife has shot an alligator.
Yes, I have.
You think your wife's bad, you think about my wife. But she actually has, grew up in Florida. Her grandfather was horrified because of the kids didn't know about farming. And I'll let Kathy tell the story about what your grandfather, how that went down with your grandfather years ago.
So my older sister, who was the first grandchild of both sides of the family, thought potatoes grew on trees, and my grandfather went crazy. So
potatoes do not grow on trees.
No, they do not. So he decided he was going to do a farm so all the grandkids knew where their food came. So we had, you know, cows and chickens and hogs and gardens and all that. So all the grandkids came up, and we all picked and took care of them, and he had a pretty big size farm, actually. So
that was kind of neat that he did that for you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess maybe he wanted to do it for himself, but also all the grandkids got to go out there and, you know, work on the farm and know about farming. It was important to him, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's important to him.
They grew up in the Depression, so yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Kathy has done a lot of canning, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And your aunt and uncle here had gardens and a tractor,
yes.
And I know, but you spent, what did you can that one time? What was that you canned for the days? What was
sauerkraut,
it? Sauerkraut. Yeah. Sauerkraut. Yeah. So, Kathy, you know, I think I'm very blessed to have somebody that knows a little bit about farming. Because, you know, it's becoming a lost art.
Yes, it
is. I mean, a lot of people don't know. You know, my dad knows a lot of this stuff. My grandfather knew more. I mean, he had the farm in Tuscwiddy, and my grandfather never even had an automobile, and he lived off the land. And he was a tobacco farmer, and that's what you did back in the day. He had burley tobacco, and I remember growing up going to the farm, and things were kind of winding down. He was older. He died when I was like six, but I do remember the tobacco barn and the chicken house, and we'd go out to the you know, feed the chickens, and I've been chased by a bull. So, I mean, I remember out there riding a bicycle in the pasture, and we wasn't aware this bull was getting mad. Next thing I knew, I was getting chased, and my dad came out there and kind of saved me out of it because the bull was charging, and dad told me to, I mean, it was really kind of scary because I was a kid, and he told me just to stop. And that's not your natural instinct to stop when a bull's chasing you. And so I did, and the bull came to me, and he backed off. He just kind of shook his head at me. So anyway, that was that's our background. Also, Kathy's grandfather moved up here from Florida, didn't he?
Yes, he did, to Hiawassee.
Yeah, and then he moved to Hayesville.
Yes.
And a lot of people will remember this, is Kathy's grandfather owned the U-Pick strawberry places over in Shooting Creek. Mm-hmm. So that was him. And a lot of people came up there, and they would come out to his property and pick strawberries. Now, I wonder if your grandfather had an insurance policy for that.
I don't know.
Probably didn't, right?
I don't know.
I mean, who knows? But so we're talking about, you know, for all intents and purposes, there's only a handful of farmers anymore. There used to be like 40-something dairy farms in Clay County, I believe. And now I don't believe there's one. So they used to have a lot of people did, you know, farming. So we've moved from an agrarian society over to, I guess, technology has come in the scene, and it's more and more every day. I mean, so today somebody working here is not necessarily making their income off farming, but they're sitting behind a computer on a high-speed internet, and they're working for some company that's not even based in the area. That seems to be the best thing that we've got going. You know, we've seen the demise of industry around here. I've had friends, oh, we need to bring industry back in the county. Well, in my opinion, I think it's gone. I mean, I think your best to have a high-speed internet connection and some sort of technical job that you can have today. But with that being said, people still have, you know, the remnants of a farm. Mm-hmm. And my father actually, you know, growing up, we had about 15 cows. And, you know, I've been out there and fed the cows. I've built fence. I do have a PhD, which stands for post-hole digger. And I used to have to use that quite a bit because, you know, we put in fence. And my father taught me how to do fencing. And I'm hoping, and I think Kelly feels the same way, it'd be good to pass down some to our kids because they have no concept of a lot of this stuff right. that happened. So, but with insurance, we're going to have to know how to insure somebody that does have a farm.
Or livestock.
And livestock. So what we typically have here is what we call the hobby farm. Mm-hmm. And what that would mean is that's not your primary source of income. Like I've got a customer that has a business. He's actually a professional. He does in the medical field, but yet he has cows, and he has people come in there that he has tractors. He has hay balers. He's got tether, hay rake. You know, he's got all the equipment. I don't know. Perhaps, you know, he likes to do. He's got acreage. But maybe he, you know, you can maybe get some tax write-offs doing some things, even though you do have a farm. So what kind of insurance would a farm need these days? I mean, I thought about liability. That's a big one. So let's say that you have some cows or a horse. So you got a horse. Mm-hmm. So you're responsible for your premises and you're responsible for your fencing.
Right.
So the claim would be if a cow or horse were to get out of the pasture or goat. But typically a large animal. It could be any animal. But what happens when a horse goes out or a cow goes out and gets in the road and causes an accident? So you are responsible for that accident because it was your livestock. Mm-hmm. So you want to have a policy. Sometimes on a homeowner's policy, you can get what's called an incidental farm liability
endorsement.
So you get to buy that. It doesn't come automatically with your policy.
No.
So you're going to have to buy a policy or endorsement that's going to give you coverage for your cow getting out, your horse getting out. You can buy a farm owner. Some companies write a farm owner's policy.
Yes.
In North Carolina, we have a couple that do that, but in Georgia, we have one particular company that's got a farm division. Well, take that back. I've got several in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Nationwide writes farms. We do business with Nationwide. I understand they're one of the larger farm writers, which is mm-hmm. kind of surprising. You have some of your direct writers that write it, like Farm Bureau will do farm policies. But anyway, we have in Georgia, we have auto owners has their own farm division. Right. And understand, it's funny, I had a guy come work with me from another competitor that was, I guess, never could really beat auto owners. I guess they're pretty good at
Nationwide's in Georgia as well.
Yeah. Well, we found out, my dad had the farm with Nationwide. In fact, I guess this is another story, but we had, we have our farm insured with Nationwide.
Yes.
At this point, and mm-hmm. they do write farms. And we have my dad's got older, and he decided to go ahead and give me the farm because he just couldn't really run it anymore. I mean, he's on a walker, and he'll be 89 years old in February, so he wanted me to go ahead and start dealing with it and get used to doing it, which I really appreciate him doing that. But we have a tenant, and the tenant has livestock, so this is very similar to a lot of people. You may have acreage that somebody else farms.
I mean, they lease out the pasture.
Yeah, you don't farm anymore. But so we need to think about, okay, what can we be brought into because it's still our pasture, it's still our fence, mm-hmm. and what we need to require for our tenant if somebody's out there leasing your pasture. So we'll talk about that in a minute as well. So we are almost to the break time, and we will be back after the break talking about what kind of insurance you need down the farm. And, again, I'm Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy Moore. We're independent agents agents and brokers with Moore Insurance and Mountain Insurance, and we are on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with Moore Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and wanted to let you know where Moore Insurance is located in Hayesville, Hiawassee, and Blairsville, and you can find us online at www.moore-insurance.com or on Facebook. Peace of Mind radio shows have now been added to our website, so you can check them out there, and also you can request a quote. Moore Insurance Services also has another location, which is called Mountain Insurance, located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. And our last office, Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, is located between United Community Bank and the Burger King. Please like us on Facebook and check us out on our website.
Okay, so today we're talking about how do we insure farm exposures. And we talked about before the break that, you know, I do have some background in farming as well as Kathy. You know, I think that, you know, the work ethic that you, I attribute a lot of my work ethic to having to work on the farm while I was growing up. I mean, we had cows, we had to dig, you know, post hole dig, I guess, for fences, you know, post holes and feed the cows. And, you know, we had
garden.
So I'm a person that's not afraid to get their hands dirty. I'm a person that values manual labor. Yeah, I've went to college. I've got college degree in risk management insurance. But you know, at the end of the day, I know that if I had to go out there and dig a ditch, I'm not too good to do that. I mean, I'm not afraid of doing manual labor. And Kathy certainly is not either.
Nope.
I mean, you've gone out there and you've helped me in the yard, and you know, Kathy goes in there and you know, has been very very good about that as well. So we talked about, you know, having a liability. Most people have what's today's called a hobby farm. Maybe you've got three or four cows, or you've got goats, or you've got a couple horses on your property. Or perhaps you've got some acres that you inherited, and now you've got a tenant or somebody that's actually farming what was your, you know, your property. So you want to make sure that you've got a liability policy on that operation. Also, you may have a farm equipment, tractors, bush hogs, hay rakes, you know, things that, you know, heavy equipment that's used on the farm. That's something you can insure as well. Another thing you may have is maybe you've got land away from your resident premises. Now, what you can do, and actually what we did in our farm, is we created a separate limited liability corporation that is for that acreage that we've got for the farm. So it's not me personally. It's our LLC that owns the farm. And on that farm, we have a tenant, and also required him to have liability insurance as well. And I'm also on his policy. I'm named as my LLC is named as additional insured. Now, what that means is if there's a claim, let's say his horse gets out in the road, somebody's in an accident, say they're hurt or killed because they had an accident with his livestock, you know, what's going to happen is he's going to get sued as the owner of the horse. And then I will be get sued as the owner of the land. So by having my LLC as an additional insured on his policy, now we have a situation where his policy is going to pay for me and him both, not just for him. So that's what you could do, is you probably need to have some sort of written agreement with your tenant on the farm, and you need to have them hold you harmless for liability if you know, something does happen that causes you damage. That's an attorney question, we're just an insurance agent. We're not an attorney, but we do recommend talking to an attorney and having some sort of, you know, you want to transfer that risk away from you back to your tenant. So that's another thing. Another thing that's surprising, and this is going online. I go on the internet and I read things. So according to a publication online, it says, this almost seems a little bit hard to believe, but there's 240 agricultural workers report a workplace injury every day. I mean, that's kind of crazy. So suppose if this is true, there'll be 240 people get hurt on the farm today. So what are we responsible for in Georgia? Because, you know, if you have somebody there and helps you put up hay, and they get hurt, what are you going to do? The state of Georgia does not require you to carry workers' compensation for individuals work on the farm. And it says in this article only 13 states do. I am a very big proponent about not worrying what the law says. I'm more worried about what's going to happen if somebody gets hurt.
Right.
So you can do what's called, you can voluntarily cover workers' compensation, which is injury for somebody getting hurt. So I would recommend if somebody's working for you, you could at least look at getting a work comp policy. Now, it's not going to be cheap, but it would take care of all the nonsense about having to go to court and be defended. And then if somebody's injured, you'll have coverage for them instead of having to go. Because what's going to happen is outside the workers' compensation law, they're going to be looking at, okay, were you negligent? Can you serve, you know, did you have an unsafe condition? What can you do? They can try to come back on you claiming that you did something that contributed to their injury. So it's better just to have the workers' compensation coverage. And I believe any business that has employees, you need to have a budget for your business. You need to have workers' compensation policy and, you know, good general liability policy, property policy. So that's kind of surprising. I wouldn't think there'd be that many people get hurt in a particular day. This same article says that, and this seems crazy too, that the most common injury and fatality among agricultural workers is a vehicle. I can believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Tractor injuries cause between 500 and 600 deaths each year.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
That's a lot.
I mean, I don't know where to get these statistics from. That seems like crazy. Many tractor incidents occur as a result of a tractor rollover.
Right.
Now, I've seen somebody that maybe is driving a tractor down the road, and that's a little dangerous, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Well, yeah, I know of one that happened at nighttime where they got rear-ended, and the I guess it was a dispute about who was at fault because, you know, somebody rear-ended, but they also come back and say, well, but you didn't have the proper, you know, lighting on your tractor or your hay bale or whatever it was. So you got to be, if you're moving a piece of equipment, probably better do it in a day. Maybe you won't have somebody fall on you, you know, but you won't be, that is dangerous driving a tractor down the road.
Yes, it is.
You know, or bicycle for that matter. So a lot of times people may have a injury over respirating, you know, or, you know, like a I guess something, if you breathed chemicals or gases, pesticides, I mean, that could be something that could come back on you. Falling off a ladder, that's very common. You know,
yes.
Anybody working on something to fall off a ladder. So if you got people working for you, putting up hay or whatever, you know, you might want to make sure that you got to think about that. The farmer I've got does carry a workers' compensation policy, or he's actually the professional. He has that coverage. You can get some farm labor coverage under your liability policy as well. You can ask your agent about that. Okay. So what if we have some of these horses and actually goats? I think the boar goats, I had a customer reach out years ago, they can be insanely expensive. I mean, sometimes you may have a goat that's worth $20,000, $30,000. You actually can buy what's called animal mortality, which is basically a life insurance policy if something does happen to your livestock. A lot of times it'll be lightning. I've seen times that, you know, maybe livestock's under a tree and it gets hit by lightning. You know, if you had the same claim that somebody got on the road, but you have any type of animal that's worth, you know, a lot of money, you can insure their life as well. So what else do you want to add to this, Kathy? What else, when you're insuring a farm, there's limitations about the number of livestock sometimes too, correct?
Right, on your homeowner's policy. Yeah, acreage can be an issue as well as how many actual animals you have.
Yeah, so you got to be, I think we beat this drum pretty hard, but call your agent. Let your agent know. We can't insure things that we don't know that you have, you know, and we do our best job to try to ask questions, but I've got a saying that insurance is a moving target. What happens when you first hit the policy may not be what you're doing today.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to let your agent know what's going on. I think that there's a lot of people that actually, you know, do have horses. That's why they moved the country. They won't have a horse.
Right.
So you got to think about that. You know, fencing. What about you've got expensive fencing out there? That's something you can
electric. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got to be careful about, you know, if you have a barn, you will make sure that the barn's covered properly because this is a farm structure, not a, you know, they might consider it a personal building anymore because it's a barn.
A lot of times your other structure might not be enough for you on your homeowner. So you have to make sure and let us know what other structure you have on your policy.
Yeah. And I think, you know, if you got any type of bigger operation, you want to get a farm owner's policy that's mm-hmm. actually, you know, you can piggyback some liability off of a homeowner's policy, but you really, if you have any kind of bigger operation, consider getting a farm owner's policy. Okay, Kathy, so we have talked about farms today, and, you know, I consider myself sort of a farmer, a little bit of a farmer, maybe.
We have a garden, does that count?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But I did grow up with my father, taught me how to do farming and cows and hay and things of that nature, so I'm a little bit that way. All right, so we'll be back next week, and we've enjoyed talking about farms today. I'm Mark Moore, Kathy Moore, on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.